Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Last week we heard about the chief priests and the elders who questioned Jesus' authority while he was teaching the crowds in the midst of the temple, smack in the middle of Passover week. Because the chief priests and the elders would not answer Jesus' question regarding the authority of John the Baptizer, Jesus refrained from answering their question about his authority. And right after that, Jesus proceeded to tell those leaders and all the people gathered around a parable. Parable of two brothers. In it, Jesus portrayed the priests and the elders as the brother who tells the father that, yes, we will do what you direct us, but then they do not. Adding salt to the wounds, it is the wicked sinners, tax collectors, prostitutes, all of those that the world disregards, who are the brother who says no to the Father, but then obeys. And if that were not bad enough for these religious leaders, Jesus went on with today's parable, the parable of the wicked tenants. In it, Jesus revealed the deep-rooted wickedness of those called to lead the people in the faith. They have disrespected and killed the prophets of Israel from old. Even in that very time of Jesus himself, those leaders were rejecting the landowner's son. Plot was in place to kill Jesus. And Jesus had predicted it precisely. Jesus began this parable by using Isaiah 5's comparison of Israel to God's vineyard. For in Isaiah 5, Yahweh uses that image of the vineyard to instruct the people about how he has viewed them and what he has done for them. He is the one who has created them as a people. He is the one who has established them and set them firmly in their land. All that Israel is and has is because of God. But this comparison from Isaiah 5 serves as a foretelling of Israel's coming destruction. Because of their unfaithfulness to God for all that he has done for them, who has given them everything that they have, they, the vineyard of the Lord, will soon be destroyed. Understanding that God's people is still to be viewed as a cherished vineyard, Jesus reuses that imagery. And once again, there is an owner. And that owner this time entrusts the vineyard to workers. The workers disrespect the owner. They abuse his servants. They even kill his son. Their love is not for the owner or for his servants or for his son. Their love is for the vineyard. Let us kill the son and gain his inheritance. In these words from Jesus, the warning shot is fired across the bow. For God is Israel's owner. He has entrusted his prized possession to man. And man has disrespected God, abused his servants, and killed his son. Their love is not for God. or for his prophets, or for his son. Their love is for Israel, a people, power, control, inheritance, anything but God, anything but the Son. In today's epistle reading, we hear these great words from St. Paul. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself, Paul says, have reason for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and counted them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Paul had it all. He was the prime example of those elders and the chief priests of all of the Sanhedrin. And if anyone had a right to the vineyard of God as a Jew, it would be Paul. Apart from his conversion to the Christian faith, Paul believed everything that he was as a pious Jew was all that mattered in the world. And yet, when that light of salvation in Jesus Christ dawned on the black hole of his sin-doomed heart, Paul gave it all up. Whatever he had in his possession as a faithful Jew, a descendant of Benjamin, a keeper of the law, he considered it all as garbage, to be cast aside as nothing. Why? Because it was nothing compared to the forgiveness, life, and salvation that Paul received in the Lord Jesus Christ. What had been revealed to St. Paul was the most glorious of all truths. This life is not about obtaining the vineyard, of obtaining power, wealth, fame, honor, glory, or even heaven itself. Instead, it is all about Jesus. Knowing him. Him knowing you. Belonging to him. Being called by his name. Being washed in his most precious blood. And consuming his body and blood. This all surpasses any and all greatness that the world can possibly offer. These great means of God's grace is the stone that we find the world rejecting left and right all about us. That is because the world continues to reject Jesus. Even as baptized sinners, you and I are not impervious to this rejection. Worldly issues, consume your thoughts, as though solving them will fix everything. And you strive for the best of everything in this life, health and wealth, possessions and reputation, and all as those were the most important things to you. And you permit yourself freedom from God's law, because you know that God has set you free from the curse of sin. These things, many more, just like them, and those only you know in your heart and in your mind, these things are your vineyard. These things are your everything, and you would do anything for them, even sacrifice Christ for them. You yourselves, in yourselves, can never let them go. This is all crouching at your door, threatening to consume you. But you are sinners who are baptized. And in that baptism, God has placed you into His triune name that will resound for all eternity. And He has placed the mark of Christ's cross upon your forehead and upon your heart. For it was upon that cross that all of your wickedness, all of my selfishness, and all of our worshiping of the vineyard was nailed in the person of your Lord Jesus Christ. In so doing, Almighty God has granted you a place among His chosen people, grafted you in to the vine of His Son. You belong to God now and forever. No one can take you away from Jesus, and no one can take Jesus away from you. As the baptized, you receive the body and blood of Jesus in the sacrament for the forgiveness of your sins, the salvation of your soul, and the strengthening of you in God's grace as He delivers you from all evil, protects and keeps you from all harm and danger. God has His vineyard, and it is you. He has given His only Son in exchange for you. He has given His only begotten Son to you. Because of Jesus, that gift, you belong to God. You are His possession. You are in His hands. And because of Jesus, He will never, ever let you go. Such is truly marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Now the peace that does pass our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Amen.